Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Super appreciate you coming and hanging out with me today. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to right now. If you are listening to this podcast when I'm releasing it, it is December 23rd. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And just as I've been mentioning the past few episodes here, I just want to take a second to thank all of you who listen to the show week in, week out, Wednesday and Friday. You are the reason why I do this podcast. It is my favorite thing I do in the business. And again, thank you so much. We've had a massive year of growth with the podcast. Obviously, the rebranding of the show has gone super, super well. And I'm just super excited about it. Now, if you listen to Friday's episode, I talked about seven areas that I recommend that you focus on in 2020. And if you listen to it, you noticed that I did not include ads in that episode, in one of the areas to focus on. And that was intentional because it's a given, right? We need to be focusing on ads in our business. As you know, it's been for a while now, it's pay to play, right? And so if you're not doing Facebook and Instagram ads in your business, using ads to create consistent leads and sales in your business, you're missing a huge opportunity. And a lot has changed, you know, over the year here in 2019 when it comes to ads. And it has been both eye-opening and also really exciting. I think it's really exciting because of where things are heading for next year. And it's the reason why we do this, right? It's, well, not the reason why we do it, but if we want to be doing this in our business, then we have to be willing to put up with all the changes that happen and keep up with all the changes that happen, because that's the exciting part. We get to take advantage of these massive platforms like Facebook and Instagram to reach our exact target customers on very little money, right? The targeting options, as you know, are unbelievable. So with that, I want to share with you, I've got actually seven different things to be looking out for in 2020 that I want to take you through today. Okay. And so with that, if you heard last Friday's episode about seven areas to focus on in your business in 2020, ads are number eight. Actually, ads are number one. And that's what I want to talk about here today. All right. Now, before we get into it, as you know, if you've been listening for a while, applications, I'm accepting applications right now for my next group of the Accelerator Mastermind. We kick off in January. I have a few spots left. If you are an online expert, you are a coach, you're a course creator, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you're looking to take your business to the next level, right? You're already doing well in the business. Now you need some help in taking it to the next level. Now you're feeling stuck. Now you're doing all the things in your business and you need coaching. You need accountability, support, and community in taking your business to the next level. This is way more than just a Facebook ads mastermind, which I get questioned about a lot. All right. This is a holistic growth strategy for your online expert business. If you want to apply, learn more, and schedule a free strategy session with me, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. rickmulready.com/accelerator. Now, before we get into the seven different areas that I recommend focusing on in ads, I want to address a big question I get a lot, and that is, prices and costs continue to rise, right? So they have been rising for the past few years. And so knowing that and seeing that, should, quote unquote, marketers keep spending on Facebook and Instagram ads? Because costs are rising, there's more competition. So is it viable? Is it something that we should be focusing on as online entrepreneurs? 100%. I believe you should be focusing on it if you're not already, right? And so, number one, costs have been rising. Costs have been rising for years now. Is it more expensive now than ever? Yes. Why is that? Well, a lot of different reasons. Supply and demand. There's more competition on the platform now for advertisers. I think the number is a little over 7 million advertisers on Facebook and Instagram. Right, so there's more competition on there, and that takes up the ad placements. So it's a simple supply and demand. It increases the costs. The other thing too is, you know, as we're recording this, in late December, it's been the holiday season, right? Q4 is always more expensive, and that's going to be cyclical every year. The other big thing, especially as we head into 2020, is the election. You know, there's going to be, you know, the jury's still out apparently on whether, you know, what Facebook is going to do as far as election advertising. They said they weren't going to do anything about it as far as limiting it or anything like that. But, you know, if that continues, then election ads are going to become a lot more prevalent as we go along in 2022. So that's going to drive costs up as well. Okay. So costs are rising. Yes, there's more competition, and also the election in 2020. So that means costs are going to continue to be, if not rising, where they've been for a little while. Does that mean we should stop doing it? No, absolutely not. It should make us more intentional with our advertising and become smarter about how we are trying to reach and speak to our exact target customer, right? So that's the first thing I just kind of want to cover, because I get that question a lot. You know, costs are rising. Should I continue to do advertising? Absolutely. Okay. And there's obviously, as I mentioned, there are different reasons for it. Okay. So with that said, the first area that, again, the first few here are not trends. These are not predictions. These are just areas where I definitely think you need to be focusing on as we go along here. And this first one, nothing new. This is something that we should be focusing on anyway, and that is having a mobile-first mentality when we create our ads. We want to be creating for mobile first. In earlier fall here in 2019, Facebook came out with the updated image sizes across the mobile placements, right, to make it more consistent across placements. So what that did was it reduced the amount of text above the image in the mobile placements. There's like three lines there now. So it's never been more important to be very intentional in how you think about attention grabbing within those first few sentences when you are doing mobile placements. Okay. And also with that, in addition to the mobile text option or the thing to be thinking about for mobile text, the image, right? You want to have an eye-catching image that is going to, as they say, stop the scroll on the mobile device. Because the majority of how people are accessing their feeds, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, are on the mobile device, right? And the other thing, too, is that, and we're going to talk about this here in more in just a second, but Instagram, make sure that as you put together your Instagram ads, you're thinking about the mobile placement. That's how we access, that's how we access Instagram. So make sure that you are watching how you create your ads and ensure that you're doing it from the perspective of mobile first. Okay, we'll talk about Instagram here in a second. So mobile first, number one. Number two, again, nothing new here, my friends, right? And that is video. Video ads, live video, whether it's Facebook Live, whether it's Instagram Live, you can turn those Facebook Live videos into ads. Instagram stories, Facebook stories, stories are only going to continue to get more effective and popular as we get into 2020. It is still a very underutilized placement. And for that reason, the supply is huge and the demand is not quite there yet. So what does that mean? The costs are still very low on the stories placements. So be creating video for your business. And again, whether that's organic video, whether that is video ads, whether that is specifically stories ads, doing Facebook Lives, for example, and turning those Facebook Lives into ads. And then obviously, we talk about all the time here on the podcast, is building engagement audiences of people who are watching your videos based on how long they're watching the videos. Huge opportunity to build custom audiences, right? So use your videos, whether they are or organic or video ads, and build those engagement audiences, right? Then not only can you retarget those people, but you can also create lookalike audiences of people who are watching your video, right? And then in addition to video, or to dig further down into the video, I should say, really focusing on short form video, 15, 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds tops. Now, I'm not saying long form video doesn't work, because it certainly does, depending on what your goal is. But short form video in the 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds time frame range, really effective. And I think only going to become more important. And again, that's how long stories are, you know, in 15 second clips. So video, 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 video. Okay. So mobile first, video. Third thing that we're going to see roll out in Q1, the latter part of Q1, is this whole campaign budget optimization, right? I've talked about it quite a bit here in the podcast. And for many people, it has already rolled out. But Facebook, the last word that we got was that it was officially rolling out for everyone in the middle to latter part of Q1 2020. And I don't want to go into it too deeply here, because I've done a whole episode on campaign budget optimization. But essentially what that means is we go from applying our budgets at the ad set level to applying the budget at the campaign level. So as an example, instead of having a $100 a day budget, and then we have five ad sets and each ad set has a budget of $20, the campaign would have a budget of $100, and then the algorithm would just automatically optimize the budget across those five ad sets, depending on which one is performing the best. And it's dynamic. Like, you know, during the day, two ad sets could be performing better than the others. And then later in the day, that could change, or tomorrow. It's dynamic, right? It's a dynamic marketplace when we're advertising on Facebook and Instagram. Okay. So campaign budget optimization, be on the lookout for that rolling out across the platform. The last we heard from Facebook was, again, middle of Q1, end of Q1. So if you're not yet testing CBO, as the cool kids call it, you should be, right? So campaign budget optimization. Speaking of Instagram, This is another one. So number four here is Instagram. And notice here, none of these are earth-shattering. None of these are groundbreaking here. These are things we've been talking about for much of 2019. But I think that Instagram is going to continue to become more and more important from an advertising perspective. One thing that we see when we break down our placements, when we're running ads and are seeing which placements are doing the best and which placements are getting the majority of the ad spend, Instagram is generally the platform where most of our results are coming from. We still get obviously results from Facebook, but Instagram more and more. So, and again, if you're not doing Instagram stories, you're missing a huge opportunity to have an awesome placement to be doing either static style image ads or video ads within Instagram stories. Okay. And so absolutely be doing Instagram as part of your ad placements in 2020. I mean, that should go without saying, right? You should be doing that absolutely. Should have been doing that all year. The next thing I want to talk about is messaging. So number five here is messaging. Again, nothing earth-shattering. But as the platform becomes more and more competitive between Facebook and Instagram, it is never been more important. And I can't believe that I even need to say this, but I see this so much more and more, is that we have to be able to message to our target audience, right? We have to be able to have a message, our ad copy, our image, our video, whatever it is that we're doing to attract our ideal customers into our world with our ads. We have to be able to message them and connect with them. Whenever we're doing our messaging, number one, should go without saying, but we have to understand who our ideal customer person is, right? And again, I'm not going to go into it deeply here because I've spent a lot of different episodes on this one topic here, but having a holistic understanding of your target audience so that so many other things, so you can message them, so you can speak to them, so you can create an offer that solves their pain points, all that stuff. Right. And so when you're messaging, I want you to think about four different areas. And number one, whenever you're messaging, you are either amplifying a feeling or reducing a feeling. So you're either amplifying a feeling like their happiness or how good they feel, or you're reducing a feeling, overwhelm, not feeling well, etc. OK, so your messaging speaks to amplifying a feeling or reducing a feeling. Number two, people buy a feeling that your product provides. I just talked about this on a Facebook Live on my Facebook page last week, where we have to remember that we're focusing on benefits, not features. So when we can, in our messaging, relay the feeling that is possible for someone when they take you up on your offer, right? And that offer could be a lead magnet, could be whatever, simple download, could be a video to watch, could be your product or service, coaching, whatever it is. People buy the feeling, that people buy the transformation that your product provides. So don't forget to speak to that feeling, speak to that transformation that whatever it is that you're offering in your ads provides. Number three, within messaging, use the language that your ideal customers use. And again, I've talked a lot about this here on the podcast over several different episodes. Use the language that your ideal customers use. If you have customers right now, speak to them, have Zoom calls with them, call them up on the phone, meet them for coffee, meet up with them at conferences. If you don't have customers yet, get into Facebook groups that where your ideal customers are hanging out. Look at the conversations that people are having, that your ideal customers are having. Use the language that they are using. Go on to Amazon, search for books, about your topic, and look at the reviews that people are leaving. What's the language that they're using? Use the language that your ideal customers are using in your messaging. Your ads, your sales pages, your opt-in pages, your results will increase when you're able to do that. And then finally, within messaging, thought reversal content, we've talked about this with Brandon Lucero, my good buddy Brandon, here on the podcast, talking about thought reversal. Thought reversal is when you take a commonly held belief that your ideal customer has and turn it on its head. So a commonly held belief that's often talked about, for example, is you have to work, you know, 14 hours a day or 16 hours a day in order to build a successful business. Well, that's simply not true. If everybody who did work those hours, you know, they'd have a successful business. That's simply not true. Okay. So be thinking about how can you use thought reversal to your advantage. And we're going to be talking more about thought reversal again here in the podcast in Q1. Coming up in late January, February timeframe as well. Okay. So again, just to recap, messaging. Again, this is nothing new, but I think it's never been more important. You've got to be connecting with your target audience through your ads. Your messaging either amplifies a feeling or reduces a feeling. Remembering that people buy a feeling that your offer provides. Use the language that your ideal customers use. And then don't forget to include thought reversal content into your ad copy, okay? Or your videos, your video content, even better, okay? What number is this? Six. We're on number six. This is something that I talked a lot more about in 2019 here. And I talk about this in my foundations program as well. And that is this whole concept of simplification when it comes to your ad campaign setup. Meaning, gone are the days. I remember having a campaign in Power Editor years ago that was 764 ad sets. And I remember breaking Power Editor. It froze and I had to reboot everything. And luckily I didn't lose everything, but I broke everything. You know, because we used to break everything out. We used to break all the placements out. We used to break everything out in you know, one ad per ad set. And it was like mobile news feed, one ad, one target audience. And so we broke everything out in our campaigns. Not anymore. The algorithm has gotten so smart, right? And the simpler that we can set up our campaigns, the better. And that means allowing the algorithm to work for us, right? Giving the algorithm larger audiences to work with, giving those larger audiences a little bit larger budget to work with. So for example, having a cold audiences campaign and having maybe 3 to 4, maybe 5, you know, obviously depends on your budget and your goals and all that stuff, but like limiting the number of ad sets that you have eventually that you're going to run, and then grouping, you know, interest targeting within your ad sets. Of course, you want to do your testing first to figure out which of your target audiences are working well. And then you start grouping them into your ad sets. And so you're limiting the number of ad sets, not limiting them, but you're reducing is a better way to say it, reducing the number of ad sets that you have. And then you're putting in there a few different ads, 3, 4, maybe 5 ads within the ad sets. And then you're letting the algorithm get you the results that you're looking for. You're letting the algorithm do the testing for you, right? Facebook has come out recently and said in mid-2020, I'm reading from Facebook, in mid-2020, we are implementing a limit on the number of ads each page can run at the same time. Now, that could sound scary, but then Facebook says the ad limits will impact just a small percentage of advertisers. And they say that they're going to plan to share more details about the limits early 2020. And the reason that they're doing this is exactly what I'm saying here. They're saying we're implementing ad limits because very high ad volume can hinder an advertiser's performance. With too many ads running at the same time, fewer ads exit the learning phase and more budget is spent before the delivery system can optimize an ad's performance. That's super interesting, right? Now, most of us who are listening have nothing to worry about there. We're not even at that level that Facebook is going to be where, you know, an advertiser they're going to be impacting. Again, they say the ad limits will impact just a small percentage of advertisers. But it's interesting, the concept of why they're doing this is because they say very high ad volume can hinder an advertiser's performance. I think the big takeaway here is that the simpler that we can keep our ad campaign set up going forward here, just like we, like we've been talking about on the podcast here for 2019, the better our campaigns are going and our ads are going to perform. Okay, so simplify. Okay, the final thing, final point to be focusing on in 2020, and I think that, and I actually have two bonus ones here for you, but Messenger ads. I still very much think, as I pause and just smile about Messenger ads, I think Messenger ads are going to continue to become more important as Facebook focuses more on, as Mark Zuckerberg said in early 2019, becoming a more private, personal messaging platform. Now, what exactly that means, we don't really truly know yet, but I do think that where it's, you know, private personal messaging platform, I think Messenger is going to be more important. And I said the same thing for 2019 as well, right? Now, the big thing about Messenger, though, is that there have been a lot of new rules in the latter half of 2019. And frankly, it's been really confusing to know what we can do and what we can't do within these rules. Okay. And so I've reached out, and that's why I'm going to have Mike Yang from ManyChat on the podcast here in early January to dive into all these changes and how to maximize Messenger marketing here in 2020. Because again, I've been getting a ton of questions about it. I myself have had questions about, like, I just think the guidelines and rules are a little, they're not easy to understand. They're not super intuitive, right? But I do think it's only going to become more important as we go into 2020 and throughout 2020. Now, the final two things, bonus things that I want to just briefly mention, Facebook groups. Facebook groups has become more, they've become more and more important in 2019. I think that's only going to continue as we move forward here. I think that Facebook is testing different things as far as building audiences, being able to create lookalike audiences from our group members, that sort of thing. You know, they haven't come out and mentioned, I mean, there's been rumors about stuff, but I do think that that's something to be on the lookout for as we go into 2020. You know, groups are interesting because what, in early 2019, there was a lot of talk around, you know, groups having, you know, less of a focus and not being super effective. I know a lot of people who had huge groups that just killed the groups because they were, you know, they just weren't enjoying them anymore, and they've really made a resurgence. And so it's going to be really interesting to watch the evolution of groups as we go into 2020. And what I'm really curious about, number one, obviously the ability to connect with a smaller group. You know, this is the whole thing about, you know, 1,000 true fans. Well, groups really allows you to have that connection with the smaller audiences, or smaller numbers, I should say. Now, I say smaller because I know a ton of people with massive Facebook groups, and they have amazing relationships with their community. And that's what it's really all about, community, right? And Facebook groups really allow you to do that. Okay, so Facebook groups, definitely keep an eye on groups in 2020. And the final thing, final bonus thing here, is Facebook's algorithm continues to get smarter and smarter. And the way that the algorithm, the delivery system, if you will, delivers ads is only going to continue to get smarter. Okay. They're doing updated, you know, they're updating the algorithm when it comes to their dynamic creative. And they've also rolled out, if you don't have it already, they're rolling it out now, easier dynamic testing options in Ads Manager with things like multiple text optimization, which essentially makes it easier to test different headlines, copy, and descriptions. Okay. I think this is only going to continue to evolve as the algorithm gets smarter and smarter. Remember, advertising is all about showing the right message to the right person at the right time. And I think Facebook's machine learning is going to allow that to evolve very quickly. And it's going to be really interesting to watch that evolve in 2020. So definitely keep an eye on that. Okay. So There you have it. 7 things plus 2 bonus ones. Let me recap them for you real quick. Mobile first. Make sure that you're creating your ads with mobile first in mind. Being very cognizant of the mobile text above the images, 3 lines, right? Making sure that you have great images for your mobile placements. Number 2, video. Video ads, doing Facebook lives, turning those into ads, doing Instagram lives, absolutely doing Instagram stories, Facebook stories, and then also leveraging video to not only have a further connection with your audience, but also building engagement audiences of people who are watching your videos based on how long they're watching, which you can then turn around and retarget and create lookalike audiences of those engagement audiences. Number 3, campaign budget optimization, CBO. The last we heard was rolling out in Q1, the middle to latter part of Q1. We're going to be watching that. Number 4, Instagram. Nothing new here. Make sure that you are including Instagram and creating ads specific to Instagram. Number 5, messaging. Never been more important. Again, this is nothing new, nothing earth shattering, but we should always be focusing on our messaging to attract our target audience. Simplifying our ad campaign setup was number 6. Messenger ads was number 7. And then the 2 bonus things we talked about was Facebook groups and the machine learning ad delivery options that Facebook is rolling out, like multiple text optimization, and then also making dynamic creative even smarter. Okay, so there you have it. When you focus on those things, again, you don't pick all of them and try to do all of them at the same time. Pick a couple of these to focus on and then get really good at a couple before moving on to the other things. But when you focus on these areas right here, I really think that your Facebook and Instagram ads are going to improve, the results are going to get better, and the costs are going to be reduced for you when you get smarter about your ads as we go into 2020. Okay. Hey, my friends, do not forget, if you're an online expert, meaning you're a coach, you're a consultant, course creator, online educator, and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, meaning you're doing well already, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, then I want to invite you to apply for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which kicks off in January. Just to be clear, this is not just a Facebook ads mastermind. This is your one-stop shop for cohesive growth coaching to help you take your online business to the next level. So if you'd like to apply, it's application only. And to learn more, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. We've updated that page with pictures and footage from the retreats here that we do in San Diego. It's awesome. So rickmulready.com/accelerator. Coming up on the podcast, the next episode. When is the next episode? It's going to be around New Year's. I don't even know. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but there's another episode coming up here on the podcast that I am psyched to bring to you. Happy holidays again, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I super appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening today, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.